There's so much about what you say that appeals, and then I always feel like, you know what, Ron Paul, he's really telling it like it is, and he's really getting, and then you'll go one step and I'll go, oh, Ron, oh. We were talking about, you know, the drug war and the legitimacy right. of the drug war, and you seem to be saying this was failing, and I was listening to you and I was thinking, yes, Ron Paul, he's schooling these guys, and then you went, like heroin, for instance. And I went, no, Ron!
No, now listen, I did not bring up that word, never have, but I do talk about freedom of choice right. and how ridiculous the war on drugs is. We've spent over $1 trillion on this war in the last 40 years,
right.
and I fear the war on drugs a lot more than I fear the drugs themselves. And I think drugs are horrible. I think they're dangerous. Prescription drugs as well as the illegal drugs, I think they're very, very dangerous. But the war on drugs, which violates civil liberties, getting people busted in our houses, and that is the real danger to our civil liberties. And that's just one example of the violation of our civil liberties.
So would you, I mean, seriously not regulate any drugs like heroin? Would you allow people to make that choice as well?
I would, but under our system, especially the federal government. See, I'm dealing in the federal office.
Right.
But, you know, for most of our history, we didn't do that. Somebody sent me an advertisement the other day. It was just an advertisement in a magazine for cocaine for cough. You know, and when I was in a right. drug, I worked in a drugstore when I was a kid, and I sold codeine over the counter, you know, and not one of my friends, I don't remember anybody ever drinking codeine to get high. So I don't think
I'd like to introduce you to some of my friends.
I'll be honest with you. You and I travel in very different circles.
But I don't think the laws make people better people. I think that it's a waste of time and it destroys liberty. It destroys the important areas like freedom of choice. And that's what I want.
Do you worry that you trust us more than you should? Because, you know, one of the things I have trouble with is I have trouble trusting the market. And I guess I don't know, has the market shown itself to be a good regulator of itself or not to create conditions? These regulations of cocaine and heroin or some financial things, they didn't occur in a vacuum. They did occur with some real world implications.
You're still trusting people. You're trusting people to regulate, and the bureaucrats and the politicians. You're not exactly their best friend.
Right.
You know, but you want to deliver all these decision making to the post office and the CIA and the TSA group, and then you want the budgeting be done by the Pentagon? That doesn't work very well. So I would say that, yes, I do trust the people a lot more. But when I talk to young people, and I talk to a lot of them, I said, if we can get your freedom back, just remember the decisions you make affect yourself, and you can't come crawling to the government for some help. When I make a decision or the government makes a decision, it's for everybody. When you make a bad decision, it only hurts you. So if you have great faith in people, then you have to say, well, the people are the politicians. And quite frankly, the people I know in Washington aren't capable of telling you what you ought to do.
Trust them. Good point. Doesn't trusting the people also then accept the fact that people won't let their fellow man be in a position where they fail? And they'll want to step in and help. Because they will. I think, you know, it's in this country, people without medical insurance will get medical care because doctors won't let them die. Because and how do we deal with that fact?
Well, I think that is the point. But if you come to the conclusion, which I have over studying this for many years, is that a free market system is the only true humanitarian system. When there was a time when you had only government tyranny, you had famine. But no, if you truly care about solving these problems, you have to understand how the market works, how personal choices work. But it doesn't mean that people won't be helped. If you want less people to be sick and without care, you don't want a totalitarian government. It doesn't work. It's the kind of system we have now. Our problem in medicine today is a result of 40-some years of government which delivered the care to the bureaucrats and to the corporations. The corporations run medicine today, the drug companies and insurance companies. So all this good feeling doesn't solve the problem.
What would stop them from running it? First of all, in your mind, has there ever been a time when the market did regulate itself? And was there a time in our history of capitalism or anything along those lines that you could point to and say that was a better system, that was a more humanitarian system? Because my understanding of those days, the 1800s, is that they were incredibly rapacious.
Yeah, but
these protections arose from the failings of the market.
No, it was failure of governments. Yeah. Take the railroads, for instance.
Okay.
The government did, you know, the government gave them all their free land, and they got in bed with the government. No, I think the best example for this is the way we treat people in the media and comedians. I think what we should...
Wait, what?
I want to eliminate all prior restraint. How would you operate if you had prior restraint and we had to monitor your program? You probably wouldn't be allowed to have me on your program if it was prior restraint.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. But I don't believe
in any... I'm a very brave man.